There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. You'll be hearing about them more and more and more and more. Because I'm never going to let go until you get it. But check them out. Now, the other day, I made reference to a town hall that President Barack Obama did in the heart of downtown Columbia, South Carolina, at a school where nobody would go to hear him speak except for the student body there, which is historically black, which is nothing wrong with that. He's still perpetuating the meme, segregation, we're going to be over here, you guys be over there. That's fine. That's fine. But along the way, there were some. He made some remarks about guns and gun use here in the United States, and it puzzled a lot of people. And this is a good thing, because if people were just going, uh-huh, well, tell it, Barack, that would mean that they were not paying attention to what I say or what David Kodria says or somebody's gotten to some of these people. That's a good thing. What President Obama said is what we have to recognize is that our homicide rates are so much higher than other industrialized countries. I mean by like a mile. Most of that is attributable to the easy, ready availability of firearms, particularly handguns. And as long as you can go into some neighborhoods and it's easier for you to buy a firearm than it is for you to buy a book, there are neighborhoods where it's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. As long as that's the case, we're going to continue to see unnecessary violence. People just say, well, we should have firearms in kindergarten. We should have machine guns in bars. Think I'm exaggerating? I mean, you look at some of these laws that come up. This all happened at Benedict College, March the 6th. Somebody out there said, these remarks should be examined, believing that there was a pattern of exaggeration by the president, do you think? The president's comments came as a part of a long answer in response to a question concerning programs to keep youth off the streets and away from gun violence. We know about a program that worked. Bloomberg invested, what, $2.5-3 million in New Orleans in economic. He created jobs. He bought jobs. He made jobs happen that would become self-sustaining by getting them their financial start. Crime went down. Didn't have anything to do with gun control, but, you know, made my point stand out really good. But what we have here is an interesting set of remarks to fact-check, because some of the analysis in part turns on what the listener believes the president was trying to say. So, let's try to look at these in turn, shall we? The fact. Obama says our homicide rates are so much higher by like a mile. I knew better than that when he said it. He knows better than that. And especially when he used the phrase by like a mile, because that means we stand way out above everybody else out there. And, you know, you look at that and what you're trying to figure out is, what was he trying to say? He was trying to say that we have the highest homicide rate in the world. That's what he was trying to say. That's all he was in the industrialized world. And this is factually incorrect. The best proxy for industrialized countries is the membership of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. There's currently 34 countries in the OECD, and the agency also includes Brazil and Russia in its statistical data. The two countries have been negotiating for membership, but talks have been suspended with Russia because of the Crimea crisis. The OECD says the average homicide rate among the 36 countries is 4.1 per 100,000 people. According to 2014 data, at the top of the list is Brazil, with a homicide rate of 25.5, or six times the average. Next on the list is Mexico, with a homicide rate of 23.4, followed by Russia at 12.8. Then we have a tie, a two-way tie for fourth place. Chile and the United States both have a homicide rate of 5.2. Estonia follows close behind with a homicide rate of 4.7. So the United States is above average. And, you know, countries like Japan and Germany and France and the United Kingdom all have homicide rates that are well below one per 100,000 in some cases. But the president said the U.S. was higher by a mile, when in fact the rate is five times lower than Brazil and four times lower than Mexico. Mexico easily exceeds the United States and Chile, which finished in a tie with us, by like a mile, you know. Next statement. It's easier for you to buy a handgun and clips than it is for you to buy a fresh vegetable. That's just a strange comment that has no basis within, no statistical basis at all. You could shrug it off as hyperbole. But is this really something the President of the United States should be saying to college students? There's no areas in the United States, as far as I know, where you have to go through a background check to buy a vegetable. Some people suggested that the president was actually referring to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's food desert locator, or food desert locator, which shows areas of the countries in which it is difficult to buy fresh vegetables. That's a very interesting interpretation of what he was trying to say. Not all gun sales require background checks, we should also note. For what it's worth, the White House declined to provide an explanation for the president's comment on vegetables and guns. Kathy Wittenberg of the States United to Prevent Gun Violence said low-income neighborhoods often lack large grocery stores, so it can be difficult to find fresh produce. So we would have to go into certain areas and find out if they have a grocery store with a fresh produce section. At the same time, the majority of states allow for the private sale of handguns, one where there is no background check required. Fact. President said people just say, well, we should have firearms in kindergarten, we should have machine guns in bars. And he added, you think I'm exaggerating? I mean, look at some of these laws that come up. Georgia in 2014, the guns everywhere law, allowed firearms to be carried into bars and restaurants, but there was very little, if any, discussion that the purpose in Georgia be to allow machine guns in bars. The goal was to allow for long guns and handguns in public places, but not machine guns. There have similarly been proposals to allow guns in schools, particularly college campuses. The proposals do not specifically address kindergarten. While it may be an exaggeration to say laws have been proposed to allow machine guns in bars, it is not an exaggeration to say the same about guns in kindergartens, but that primarily has to do with the fact that we protect everything else with guns. Why not our children? Why wouldn't we do that? President gets... This is all done by Washington Post, by the way. This is all done by Washington Post. They found that the president was playing fast and loose with his language to a group of college students, no less. And, you know, none of it comes true. And President Obama gets three Pinocchios. He gets three Pinocchios for this little ditty that he threw out there. Coming up on the next break when we get back, the Democrats in Congress are really wanting to push for this M855 ban, even though it won't do anything.
We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. The Scorpion line is worth
the price of admission. Go check that out at tacticalholsters.com. What we had in the last 2 weeks, we've had an uprising of constituents that besieged their senators and their representatives, who then communicated with the ATF, and the ATF has withdrawn their arbitrary proposal to ban 855 armor-piercing, quote-unquote, ammunition. It is armor-piercing only in that it will pierce soft body armor worn by police officers, which all rifle ammunition will do that with. 223, and I say that possibly with the, you know, 22 long rifle will not, possibly. But at the 5.56, you're talking about a 223. So anything bigger than that is going to pierce it because it's coming out of a rifle barrel. Not because of the ammunition itself. A projectile that is a solid projectile, which is essentially what 855 is. It's got a lead core protected by a jacket. Does not have a steel core like typical armor-piercing ammunition would. But a solid core, will punch through soft body armor because soft body armor is designed to stop handgun rounds, which are coming out at a lower velocity and lower pressure because they're coming out of a shorter barrel. The startling characteristic behind all of this is that they operate like we don't know that it's because of the longer barrel and the higher pressure. That's the startling part for me, that they can't figure out that we figured that part out. Now, you got some Capitol Hill critters right now that are pushing that the ATF go ahead and ban this stuff, damn the torpedoes, ban the ammo no matter what you got to do. Coming from thehill.com, congressional Democrats are pressuring the Obama administration to move ahead swiftly with a proposal that would ban a form of armor-piercing ammunition. If it bans that form of ammunition, you Democratic moron idiots, that means all ammunition for rifles is banned. We know this. This is why we're resisting it. I know that you don't know this because you think this is a short form and we don't pay attention. In a draft letter first obtained by The Hill, Democrats urging the Director of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to use his existing authority to keep dangerous ammunition out of our communities. I don't know how much was actually out there. I don't know how much of that. M855, I don't own any of it. Never owned any of it. Don't want any of it. Should we be surprised by this? They want the Bureau to swiftly review comments on the proposed framework and issue a revised proposal that will address the danger issued by handguns that fires 5.56 millimeter and other rifle ammunition. These handguns have existed for decades. I fired a .223 handgun back in the 70s. It was an odd-looking beast. It was a bolt-action handgun. But I fired it. My uncle owns it. Oh, my gosh. So should we be surprised by these Democrats who will cling to any thread of a way to ban something having to do with a gun? House Democrats in their letter say they are very disappointed that the AETF delayed the rule. The proposal, they say, is true to the spirit of the Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act, which Congress passed in 1986. To ensure that officers do not face extreme safety risk from firearm technology. Why can't they just get new plates? Why can't they go to a harder plate or a higher level? Now, never mind the Fraternal Order of Police have let it be known that the ban will have virtually no practical effect on crime or officer safety in the real world. And that doesn't matter because the goal here is not to protect cops on the beat. It's not, never been, not going to be. This is a transparent fig leaf. What the Carolyn Maloney's and the Steve Israels of the world really want are fewer options and higher costs for America's law-abiding gun owners. If, now this was in a letter signed by the 53 Republican senators that you guys got fired up. If law-abiding gun owners cannot obtain rifle ammunition or face substantial difficulty in finding ammunition available and at reasonable prices because government entities are banning such ammunition, then the Second Amendment is at risk. No kidding. I never would have thunk that. This is why I only buy when nothing's going on. I only buy when nothing's going on. And I always wait. Like, if I go out and I shoot, I buy exactly as much as I shot so I can keep my level at about one. I keep about 4,000 rounds on hand. At any given time, I got about 4,000 rounds. Sometimes it might be 3, sometimes it might be 4,700. I don't know. But I keep around 4,000 rounds. That's my goal. That's where I try to stay. On hand at any given time. 1,000 rounds of which are loaded into magazines. To give you an idea of what I try to keep on hand. And that's because I run 1, 2, 3. I have 3 different platforms I might run out the door with. So they all have to have loaded ammunition in them, and they all do. I have heard, and I know this to be true, I have heard that right now that 556-223 is getting harder and harder to find. This is what they want. Okay? This is what they want. And we are appeasing them. We are. So, you know, I think it's somewhere between 3,700 and 4,100 rounds that I have on hand right now. I don't need any ammo for 5.56 at all at this moment. So I'm not going to buy any. And if you're in that predicament, don't buy any. Leave it for the rest. Because there's nothing that they, you know, they get their power from the way we react. This is a terroristic setup that they're doing. And we're reacting to it exactly the way they want us to be. Because if they can get it all dried up, That's a win for them. If they can get it all to dry up, that's a win for them. Bear that in mind as you go about your day. Coming up on the next break, some college students are going to do something despite the fact that it's going to hurt them to do it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Only thing I carry. Only thing I'm going to carry. Carry it for my guns. Carry it, this is what carries my ammo and my guns. Now, the chat room, I was talking about how many rounds I keep on hand. And apparently, I am in the... I really don't keep very much on hand compared to some people. But let me ask you a question. With that, you know, if you're talking at 25... I mean, with the ammo that I've got on hand, and right now I can't pick it up. With the ammo that I've got on hand, I've got enough to where if I had to run for my life, I can maybe get it out of the house in about 15 minutes. If I'm loading everything that I got to take with me and I'm taking the ammo, I can take all the ammo I've got in the house. And the reason I would want to do that is I don't want to leave it for somebody else to use. It might be a bad person. I have just enough stuff to make a decent showing for myself, but I don't have tens of thousands of rounds now. I mean, so I got to, you know, if you got that much ammo, shoot. Go out there and practice some. Go out and practice some with some of that ammo. Because if you got more than you can carry, you might be arming somebody you don't intend to. There's a bunch of... Recently, Snoop Dogg, or whatever, Snoop Lion, whatever he's going by nowadays. Calvin Brodus. He's put out a video where he's advocating that if you're going to school, or if they call this the divest movement. They want whatever companies you may be, or if you're associated with a company that has a 401k or a retirement program, they want the system in which you're involved in to divest themselves from certain evil industries. They're hoping that they can draw attention to the injustice and do their part to collapse those industries. Those industries being gun companies, which are, you know, a money manager or a fund manager or a hedge fund manager or a retirement manager, they have a fiduciary responsibility to make money for their clients. They're supposed to go and get a portfolio and put it together to where they make some money on the money they invest. These investments are fairly modest for the most part, and these investments are also they're not going to get an extremely gigantic high rate of return because these money managers are trying to not take chances with their money. So what do they invest in a lot? They invest in medical stuff. They invest in stuff like utilities and municipalities and in gun companies, because gun companies, even when their profits are going down, they're making profit. And profit leads to dividends. Now, there is a group of people out there that want to see. Like the University of California Student Association, they called on the university system to divest from companies who do business with Israel in its disputed territories. They want to divest from the oil and gas industry, and they want to divest from gun companies. Okay, so who, I mean, who do you want them to invest with? Maybe that would be a shorter list. Last Sunday, the UCSA unanimously passed a resolution that demands transparency regarding the university's external investments, requires the UC Board of Regents to disinvest any existing investments in gun corporations, and calls for the prohibition of all future investments in the gun industry. Okay, fine. See, here's the thing about the gun industry. The gun industry is almost cash. It's almost a cash-operated business, with the exception of your very big companies like, I don't know, think your big conglomerates like Freedom Group, Smith & Wesson, Ruger. These guys, they probably actually do exist on things like commercial paper. But most of your other companies, most of these you would consider to be upstarts, Salient Arms, Spikes Tactical, you know, most of these are cash operators. They may take out a loan from time to time, but they don't operate like regular companies do. They're not like, you know, Coca-Cola has enough money to do everything they want to, but it's tied up in certain things. So they use commercial paper to run their day-to-day because that's in cash. So they get, I don't know, you know, they get a couple of billion that they're going to pay back in 2 weeks. And as soon as that's done, they get another $2 billion. It's constantly going on over and over and over again, because they're never using their money to operate. They're using somebody else's money that they continually pay back. But because it's a continuing cycle, they never pay it back, so they're always a little bit ahead. Until one day the commercial paper dries up, like we saw in 2008, 2007, 2009. So you've got a group of people that want people to dump. But, and by all means, divest from all of these, because they're all, what they're talking about, these are all the companies that are successful. So what is this going to do? Well, in the case of certain learning institutions, it may drive up the cost of tuition, which is already stupid high. This is one of the reasons I never went to college, was I found out how much it cost. I didn't have the grades to go. My parents would have paid, but I found out how much it cost. Couldn't talk them into just giving me that money, but I knew, I found out how much it would have cost them. So, the University of California Regents, they have an investment portfolio of nearly $81 billion. Now, what has happened in this amount of time? See, business is meant to be a cold undertaking. It's not meant to be something where you get emotionally involved. Under the Obama administration, investing in the gun business has been very, 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 very good. It's been very good. In January of 2015, there was an 8.4% increase over January of 2014, which was already higher than January of 2013. Now, dividends from gun companies have at least mitigated the institution's tuition hikes that they proposed over the course of time. And that's been estimated at up to 5% in each of the next 3 years. That's $38 million that hasn't been charged to these students. Okay? Or to their parents. Now, without this investment and everything, without this mitigation going on, you're looking at an annual tuition hike or fee hike of nearly $16,000. What's worse is that the USCA bold move to divest funds from the gun industry 2 years ago was a complete failure by any metric that you could put out there. The gun industry is thriving, and the USCA's efforts to shame it have failed and backfired. Right now, the UC system is simply shooting themselves in the foot. Americans in the United States today are smart enough to realize that the gun industry is not responsible for gun violence, and that in a world with guns, good people have a right to protect themselves. Gun companies aren't evil. Evil people are evil. In some cases, divestment can be a very valid form of an honorable form of protest, but it is powerless at the end of the day when you're dealing with human reason and logic. And in certain cases, it goes from being valid and honorable to simply stupid. They're asking them to turn their backs on their responsibilities. They do that, that has ramifications down the road they may not want to consider. When we get back, we're going to talk about why background checks do not work. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been running these things for 3 years now. I got literally no complaints. They work inside the waistband. They work outside the waistband. This is just the way they're supposed to be. And the price point is exactly what you're paying today for heavy-duty Kydex, except this stuff is so much better. And it doesn't rely on little gimmicks like buttons that might cause you to inadvertently trigger a round that you don't intend to. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk about the whole pelvic shooting. Should we make this a target? And a few other things that are all about tactical. Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics, check him out between now and then. We're going to have a good time. Psychologists and social scientists have long understood that people are inclined to stick to a belief, even when they're presented with clear evidence that their belief is incorrect. In short, we are obstinate. Now, this is not just a psychological issue, but it also has a psychological basis. Our brains are actually wired for this behavior, and it accounts for a great deal of the strife and conflict that we see in politics and religion and our regular daily lives. There's no question that the idea of checking a gun buyer's background to make sure they are not a criminal or crazy person seems reasonable and rational and just common sense. But then there's a problem that accompanies this every time we talk about this, and that's that background checks just don't work. At least they don't work the way people think they do. Unfortunately, a good percentage of the population can't get past this notion that background checks make sense. So for a moment, if you're one of those people that think that a background check, makes sense, please, just for a moment, suspend your disbelief. For just a moment. Try to maintain an open mind as we talk about this. Not only is this common sense not common, it often doesn't make much sense. Along with the obvious, there are almost always peripheral issues that come into play on any given subject. What we see on the surface is usually only a very small portion of the picture. You have ulterior motives and mitigating factors and the law of unintended consequences that are always in play. A great example of this is the childproof cap on medicine bottles. The government started requiring these in the early 1970s. Common sense would tell you that requiring these and making it difficult for a child to get into dangerous medicine bottles will reduce accidental poisonings and save children's lives. It's a win-win-win-win-win. But in the years since the introduction of the safety caps and resistant packaging, poisonings have not only continued, they have increased. Because when you find a package that does not look like it's been tampered with, you now have that false sense of security that was provided by the, you know, childproof packaging. A major factor identified was what researchers called the lulling effect. Parents were apparently lulled into a false sense of security by the child-resistant packaging, and therefore they took fewer common sense safety precautions on how they stored and controlled dangerous products. Major public education campaigns had to be launched to teach people to do what their parents and grandparents did: store the dangerous things out of sight and reach of small children. They had to teach people. They had to reteach people how to be responsible. Can you fathom that? Who's on hold? I don't know anything about them. One is left to wonder how many lives and hundreds of millions of dollars could have been saved if the focus had been on education from the beginning rather than this stupid government-mandated social engineering solution. Now, in the case of mandatory background checks on gun purchasers, keep in mind that it is already illegal for a prohibited person, that is someone who's been convicted of a felony or certain misdemeanors or adjudicated mentally incompetent, to purchase or possess a firearm. Most of those people know they are prohibited, so therefore those who want to obtain guns get them through illegal means. Theft, straw purchases, or from the same guy who sells them their drugs. In 2010, only 13 people were successfully prosecuted for lying on a gun purchase form. That's because very few of them actually go to the gun shop to buy. The second thing to keep in mind is that most people who legally buy guns already own guns. We don't know who's on the line. Is that what we're saying? Ah, well, tell them the chat room that I'm running on my website. Is that here? Let me put him on the air. Does he want to go on the air? I'll tell him real quick. Okay, let's go. So you want to know how to get in the chat room? Is that what you're talking about? The chat room that I'm talking about that you don't know anything about. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That's what I was called about. I was really being bitter after your airtime. But
okay. Well, I'll tell you real quick. It's at Lock and Load, Lock N, the letter N, Load with BillFrady.com. And then you go to Listen Live, and you'll be assigned a number, and it'll be down there in a little block. And you can change that to your name if you want it to. Or you can just be a number. You could be completely clandestine. And I don't make you register to be in the chat room, and I don't want your email address to be in the chat room. I just want you to show up. But Lock and Load with BillFrady.com.
All right, sir. I appreciate your time out, and sorry to interrupt your flow.
Not at all. Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
Bye. Anyway, so we're talking about learned behaviors versus common sense behaviors. Estimates suggest that better than 80% of all guns that are bought per year in the United States are sold to people that already own at least one gun. That means that fewer of 20% of background checks have any potential, any potential to keep a gun away from someone who doesn't already have one, and better than 80% are just a waste of time and money. This takes into consideration none of the concealed weapon permits, which in most cases don't have to take a background check. Third thing to know is that people in organizations pushing background checks are the same people in organizations that have pushed for complete bans on certain types of guns and ammunition feeding devices, pushed for registration of all guns, all gun owners, pushed for all manner of restrictions, limitations, and controls over guns and gun owners. Their agenda has not changed. And remember that background checks are not free. They cost money, and they cost a lot of money. At this point, the U.S. has spent and is spending billions, with a B, of dollars to build, maintain, and operate the federal firearm purchase background check system. And the vast majority of that money is spent verifying that someone like me, who already owns a number of guns, is not prohibited from buying another one. This, if this were a civil rights issue, that would be it would be insane. Background checks are only going to work on the law abiding. That's all they're going to do. They're only going to work on the law abiding. This is why they don't work when it comes to stopping a crime. The idea that makes sense to expand background checks is expanding wasteful and ineffective money sponges to include private transactions between law-abiding citizens that probably own multiple guns anyway. And all of this is ridiculous. It is an affront to liberty. That's the best way to put it, look at it. It's an affront to liberty. The real objective is not to reduce crime and violence, but to add impediments on your way to legal gun ownership. Snares and tripwires and bear traps. That's what it's there for. It's not to stop somebody from robbing you. It's to stop you from getting a gun. I don't know, guest 775. I will find out and tell you, though. I don't think so, though. I wouldn't think so. I'll find out, though. Keep an open mind, though, when you're thinking about background checks. They're not common sense. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.